You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everyone. Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Braves reporter, Mark Bowman. Mark, you talk about teams wanting to finish the regular season strong if they're not in the postseason, kind of get some momentum heading into the offseason. But you can't do that any better than the Braves are doing right now. As we record this podcast, they've won 10 of 11, which is unbelievable when you think back to what this team was doing back in April. Just talk about the vibe around this team right now. Obviously, they've been out of it as far as contention goes for a long time, but they are doing damage right now in the National League.
There's no doubt. They have turned things around. They started to turn things around there in June, and you started to see a team that could be much closer to a 500 team. You still saw some ups and downs with their rotation. Obviously, we've spoken about it numerous times. The offense took a completely different look once they added Matt Kemp. He lengthened the lineup, gave Freddie Freeman protection, and at the same time, they were putting Ender Inciarte at the top of the lineup there. For this team to play as well as it has here down the stretch, this is exactly what this team wanted and needed. You know, you bring a guy like Dansby Swanson up, and he gets to be around something like this. That would have been the fear, right? You know. They said you want to bring up a guy and give him big league experience. And then, you know, there's always a counter argument. Someone might say, well, you know, do you really want to bring him up and subject him to some guys that might be miserable down the stretch? Well, there's been no reason for this to be miserable. Here for the last month, I forget exactly how many games it was back to August 21st. They got the fourth best winning percentage in the National League, or actually in the majors. And like you said, to win 10 of 11 down the stretch here, beat some division opponents. They're going to exit this season. Just one more win this weekend against the Tigers. They'll have as many wins as they did last year. Now, that's not an accomplishment over the course of a full season, but when you think about where they were, especially when Freddie Gonzalez was fired at 9-28, I believe it was, back in May, this team has a different look, a different feel, and I think that's the most important thing is the guys in the clubhouse are happy, and that's one reason why they may hire Brian Snicker as the manager.
And that is exactly what I was going to talk to you about next. You have Brian Snicker, who's obviously had a very positive effect on this team, and I get the feeling, Mark, that when he was first hired as an interim manager, the thought was, hey, he's an interim manager, we're going to go out and we're going to get the guy that we want in the offseason. But he's done such a good job. Then you have the other internal candidates, Terry Pendleton, Bo Porter. This is a Braves franchise that has always seemingly looked within before going outside kind of the Braves family to do hirings like this. If you had to kind of handicap the race to be the manager for 2017, how would you put it right now?
No, I'll make it a three-horse race with Brian Snicker being the heavy favorite. I'd say if you want me to put percentages on it, I'll go with Snit at we'll go 70% and maybe Terry Pendleton at 40 and Eddie Perez at 10. I don't think Bo Porter may get an interview, but I don't see him really as a candidate other than, you know, they will, just because he's here already, they'll talk to him. But I think that just Snicker has made such an impact in that clubhouse. You know, the argument is, okay, what have other interim managers done after they've been fired or hired full-time? I counter that with, you know what, other teams haven't, when they've hired interim managers, they haven't necessarily been in this same position where they're nearing the end of what they hope is a rebuild, where they got very fortunate to fill a hole there in left field with a deal that basically looked like just a contract, two teams changing back contracts with Kemp for Oliveira. And then you bring up Swanson. I mean, this is a team that has not only changed its identity under Brian Snicker, because he is the players, you know, have a lot of respect for him. He keeps things loose. He's very organized. And much of this credit should go to Terry Pendleton because of what he's done as the bench coach. But I think that this is a team that you don't necessarily look at just like every other interim manager, because a lot of times a guy's given an interim job mainly because that team is maybe in a decline at that point in time. So you know, I think Brian Snicker proved to all of us that, hey, yeah, I have been a minor league manager for a long time. He's never been a big league manager before this year, but he was able to handle that clubhouse. He's able to handle the media responsibilities, all the other stuff he wouldn't have done at the minor league level. And while it's not a slam dunk that he gets the job, I think there will be a lot of people surprised at this point.
How quickly do you think the team makes that decision?
You know what? I was thinking they might do it this weekend, but they may wait and maybe I interview a couple of external candidates. If I had to guess, if we had done this interview yesterday, I'd have said I definitely would have anticipated it this weekend. But maybe some things I've heard over the last day or two led me to believe that maybe they'll wait, interview some guys, and then pick one of those days during October where they're allowed to make news, you know, an off day where there aren't any games being played. So I do think it'll be, while there's still a possibility this weekend, I'm thinking it will come, you know, as early as possible in October.
Mark, Freddie Freeman's 30-game hit streak was snapped at 30 games, still the longest in baseball this season. And we've talked about it pretty much the last three or four podcasts, just the unbelievable season he's had and the MVP-type numbers he's putting up despite being on a team that will probably keep him from really being seriously considered for that award. But as you see the 30-game hit streak come to an end and historic as far as length, as far as the Braves go as well, has there been a point in his career, I know as a season this is his best season, but has there been a point in his career where he's ever been as good as he's been over this streak?
No, this 30-game hitting streak's unique, and it's but in some ways, you know what, it's basically been a continuation of a lot of the stretches we've seen since the middle of June. He got hot there in the middle of June. He did kind of slightly cool off and during a portion of July started to get hot again. But this is basically that 30-game streak dated back to August 24th. We've basically seen this since August 5th, which is 3 days after Matt Kemp joined the lineup and provided Freddie the protection that he's lacked the last couple of years, you know, especially since Justin Upton's been gone. Needed that right-hand protection. And, you can't just put a guy there and say he's going to protect you. Matt Kemp has continued to prove valuable enough, productive enough to serve as a protector. But Freddie Freeman's swing is so simple and powerful. The question is, you know, you're obviously, you know, you're impressed with stretches like this and the numbers that he has put up, but you're even amazed that a guy could struggle like he did at the beginning of this season. Look, it's just a reminder that everybody struggles in this game, but this is he's a guy that has throughout his career been able to keep kill slumps really quickly.
The Braves finish up weirdly kind of with interleague play because somebody has to play interleague games all the time. So they finish up against the Tigers, Mark, which you would think not much of, except because the Tigers are very much alive in the American League wild card race. The Braves get a chance to kind of continue to be in that spoiler role, although way not just outside the division, but outside the National League. Kind of an interesting scenario for them. They've beaten up on the Mets a little bit this week to play that spoiler role, and now they get to switch leagues and try to spoil the Tigers season.
No doubt. This is what, the I-4 rivalry? It's the only way only kind of rivalry you'd see. You'd look at this is from a spring training perspective there, the proximity between their spring training homes. But, yeah, it's, you know what? The Braves have said it all along. They don't want to, yes, while quote-unquote playing a role of spoiler, they just want to go through this season, continue to have fun and competing just like they feel like they're fighting for a playoff spot. You know, obviously they know they're not, but at the same time, when you're winning and having fun like this, you say, hey, let's see if we can get to 67 wins. That was that goal only because that maybe you use that as a mark just because that was last year's record. Well, now they're going to go ahead and enter this weekend and say, you know, certainly try to get to 68. But it's been every step of the way here over the last couple of weeks, they've been able to lengthen those goals you know, they're reaching points that we certainly didn't think they would get to, you know, even as recently as 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, what a fun final couple weeks of the season. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Braves edition. For Mark Bowman, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.